and swollen.
Okay. And he say, a bee stung me in my hand. What?
Well, that sting.
Yeah, and your hand got bigger. He said,
yes,
my hand.
Yes, well,
okay.
From a bee sting.
Okay, and in a blister, the liquid inside it is called a...
Well, it's just whenever you get burnt, there always be a blister rise up, you know.
Yeah.
And then that's just old water.
Okay. And in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what?
A bullet wound.
Okay. And if you have a wound and the flesh doesn't heal right, you call that?
Oh, no.
Thing of proud?
Yeah, well, sometimes your sores will get proud flesh in them.
Okay.
We put burnt out them on beat that all out, and when you get it beat out, it'll get well.
Okay. And if you have a little cut on your finger, you might put this brown medicine on it that stings.
Yeah, iodine.
Okay. And this is something that they used to give for colds or malaria. It's a white bitter powder.
I don't know what the calomel? No, that one.
No, this is white bitter powder. They used to give it in capsules for colds.
I wouldn't know what to. Contact?
I'm thinking of quinine. Yeah.
Well, my mother used to take quinine for a cold. It makes you sweat a lot.
Did it work?
Yeah, she always got better.
What are some ways of saying died? Other ways of saying died?
Died. Your so-and-so's dead.
Yeah. Would you say, sort of nice ways to say it. You don't want to use the word die.
Passed away.
Okay. And what about some ways of saying died that aren't very nice?
I wouldn't know.
I mean, think of kick the bucket or pegged out or anything like that.
Got ready to kick the bushes. That's what Todd said here.
Okay. And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died with or what killed him.
Okay. And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery. Used to people on the graveyard.
Okay. And the box that they put people in.
It's just a box and then a casket.
Okay.
They used to call them coffins.
Okay, and the ceremony at the cemetery, you call that a?
It's your funeral.
Okay, and if people are all dressed in black, you say that
they're mourning.
Okay, and someone meets you on the street and asks you how you are today, and you're feeling about average, you might say what?
I just ain't much. They ask me that every time I go to the store.
What if you're feeling okay?
I feel better today.
Okay. And if your children are out late and maybe your husband's getting worried about them, you might tell them, they'll be home all right. No, you just
be quiet
and don't worry. Okay. And that when you're getting old and your joints get stiff and hurt, you call that
rheumatism.
Okay. And this is a disease that people used to get. You'd get a real bad sore throat. Real bad. No, something worse than that even. Calves can get it. And
well, diphtheria.
Okay. The kids.
Yeah, that's that old girl of mine, and I think that's part of what's wrong. She had diphtheria. I had to give her a big old shot.
Yeah.
All those two things come up in her mouth, that's that big.